Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Sum of You show. My name is Alisa.
And I'm Anna. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, my goodness. Is it noisy? Can you hear my background noise?
Very slightly. Very slightly. Are you still
okay?
Outside?
Good. I am. I'm out on a beautiful deck and sitting under a beautiful tree with the wind blowing and looking over at the lovely marsh. Anyway. Good. But it's on the front side of the house, so there are cars past. There's a road between me and the marsh. Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
So it's all good.
Yeah.
All good. It's been amazing. Yeah.
I texted you a few minutes ago only because I had just woken up. Like, my alarm went off like probably almost an hour ago. And in the meantime, I've been dreaming, like, just in a different place. So I woke up because of that feeling of, oh, it's probably close to time to go to the show. Oh, goodness. So, I've not been able to go to sleep really early. Like, I've been up. My brain has been engaged. I've also been listening to, today's the last day, it's like this Animal Wisdom Summit that one of our friends, Tammy Billups, we met her with Marilyn.
Yeah.
Marilyn Siegel. So she was part of a summit, and her talk, I think, was on either Monday or Tuesday. And it was Monday. It was the first day. So, I listen to hers, which is always good. I always enjoy hearing her. And for those who don't know, Tammy Billups is an author. She's an animal communicator as well. And she's based here in Atlanta. So she had a nice little talk. I think all of these are pretty much they're not going to be available from the summit, except for like current day is the last day. So I was able to listen to her, and then I started listening to some of the others, and I wasn't, you know, just based on the titles, I wasn't thinking I'd probably listen for very long. I was just, you know, I'll listen to something, that'll be good. And they're all really cool. all the speakers, and some of them are not just, you know, the title will say one thing, but the topic ends up being something a little more in depth. You know, it was just a pleasant surprise. So I think near the end of the night, last night / this morning, because I didn't go to sleep until about 4 or something. But part of that wasn't because I was, you know, I had stayed up kind of listening, but I couldn't go to sleep. So I was trying to do other meditation so I'd actually go to sleep, and it worked. When I probably did a deep sleep meditation, and there you go. That's why I'm like, oh, what time is it? I need to get up. But I was taking notes from the summit where these connections you have with our animals, how they can help you on your spiritual journey, obviously. But also how animals in general are all connected. Well, we're all connected. But like they're able to share a lot of different things. And some animals are like the bigger animals, like horses, whales, elephants, and dolphins. Almost have like bigger roles to play. And like elephants and whales are able to communicate with each other. It's, you know, all across the earth. It's just very interesting. The stuff I was listening to, I'm like, what? That's crazy. So feeling pretty inspired, because when I go weekly, I go on these walks with my friend Elizabeth Lissy, and I'm so much better when I'm outside in nature. Like when we walk around, we'll probably do that for about, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour. And so, like, when you're talking about where you are on Tybee, like, I'm so I'm so jealous. Like, oh, I want to go. I want to be just to be in nature, because part of it is just being able to just be outside. And at least when I go, I guess when I go to beaches, I'm picking up shells. You know, that's my thing. But I also, I remember last time I was on Tybee, I'm pretty sure, you know, we saw dolphins. And I don't always get to see that. But when I'm taking my walks, I see all kinds of wildlife, so to speak, you know, or animals that I'm just in awe. Between that and the trees, that's been really cool too. So it's been something that's been just very good for my soul, recharging me, and listening to these experts, these animal communicators, has been like reaffirming that, yeah, I probably need to be outside a lot more and walking around and just paying attention to anything that catches my fancy, which is pretty much what happens when I go walking. Sometimes I'll show up early, and Elizabeth Pelosi is not going to meet me for another, you know, 10, 15 minutes, and that's enough. It's not a big park where I go, at least the part where we walk around. I go ahead and start my walk, and it's just my time, and it's exactly what I need. So, but I'll notice, you know, the other day, I haven't posted all these pictures, but I saw caterpillars on my walk, which would normally gross me out, but they were pretty cool. You know, they were just right across the road. So I did. I took one. It looks really cool. A couple of pictures I took, actually, that I'm like, yeah, all right. So we want to make sure they get safely across. We're not going to, you know, people. And it's kind of a people like going to that park. Of course, the times we're going is really, it's not that busy. That's good. But there are plenty of neighborhood people walking their dogs. So, you know, we'll see certain things. But it's just I realize how much I miss it and how much I love it. And I really do miss being outside. And I think it's one of those things that when I'm like traveling and on a cruise ship, being outside is pretty much the whole thing. Yeah, you're on a ship, but you're also in the middle of the ocean. And there's just something to that where it's definitely, you know, fresher air than what I'm used to. And being outside, I'm outside a good portion of the day. And you do get to actually see, if you're lucky and they'll announce it, you'll see pods of dolphins or whales, depending on, you know, where you are and what the situation is. But it's always such a big joy to see them. And that's actually this part of, like, for dolphins, that's part of it. That's like their middle name is Joy, just like my middle name is Joy. and I was just enthralled by the speakers and the information they had, and that urge then to really to be outside, and that's partly why taking pictures of like clouds and trees and leaves, all these things I've been doing, like, it totally speaks to me. Like it's time. It's more than past time, because it's been a while since I've had a pet. It's been a couple of years almost since Sophia passed away, and then, you know, another year and a half, I guess, maybe since the other cat, Paula, passed away.
Yeah.
So, I don't have that connection as much in the physical anymore. I'm quite sure Sophia checks in on me every so often. But yeah, I feel like when I go out on these walks, I'm seeing everything. I'm seeing deer, I'm seeing birds, I'm seeing, you know, butterflies. And it's just, it's like, hey, we're here, you know, we're here, pay attention. And the biggest thing, like a lot of the messages were very similar, because, you know, these summits, they usually have a few questions that are, you're kind of prepped. They kind of want you to be able to answer those questions. And one of them is usually like, you know, do you have a, what's your vision of the future with, you know, in regards to our connection with animals. And then also, any last words, and pretty much a lot of them had the same type of message, which is not surprising, which is partly why, you know, when you listen to something like Abraham Hicks, a lot of the stuff is stuff you've heard before, or if you listen to Abraham Hicks and then you go on and listen to more, you know, metaphysical messages, or channelings, that's pretty much the same thing. They have a lot of the same message. It's just said in a different way. And so with the animal messages, it's the same. It's one was just, well, the big message was be able to choose, like be able to focus, and choose or create what you want to see, and only focus on what we want to create more of. So using your mind, you know, to be very present, and to look towards that, you know, that vision of, you know, have a vision of what it is you want to see more of and focus on that. And so that's very basic, you know, like, oh yeah, it's like law of attraction. Well, yeah, in a way it is. I mean, that's, and these are like all these animals are like, that's the message. And one reason was because everything is changing, because the old paradigm is crumbling and a new paradigm cannot be built on what is falling away. You raise your vibration when you're focused only on what makes you excited, what makes you want to see, and from there solutions come. So I think, you know, Anna, you've been doing this. You're like walking, talking definition of, you know, let's, you know, try to stay positive. And I was kind of chuckling. I'm like, yeah, Anna's got it right. You know, she's in it. She knows what's going on. And another thing, and this is everything I'm sort of talking about, this person, her name was Sandra Mendelson.
A shaman. She's a shaman.
So,
yeah.
So she said, make sure your language can embrace all and be embraced by all. Because animals function this way. They don't try to outsmart everybody else. So also a sense of that of community. It's what it flows into is, you know, you're here to take care of yourself as well as the planet, you know, and if you don't have a sense of community, then it's harder to have that expressed. If you if you're trying to you know, outwit everybody else. So we can learn a lot from watching the animals, and partly, you know, that's, you know, not to call it like the herd mentality, because there are some people, oh, I don't, you know, I'm part of the crowd. And, you know, that's something that's understandable. Yet, if you look at how elephants or dolphins, whales, all the, you know, pack wolves, you know, they really do take care of each other. They support each other until, like, it's time for them to move on and do whatever they need to do. But it's inherent. And it's also more of a, you know, matriarch-type vibe. So that say divine feminine is coming in as a way to balance things out. Anyway, very inspired by it. You can imagine, you know, me like getting all this stuff and I sort of dozed off at some point, because some of them will leave. They'll have gifts. Some of these speakers have here's a gift. Of course, I'm probably on like 5 billion different mailing lists now. But some of them were really cool meditations. Like the dolphin one had like the little clicks and sounds of dolphins in the background, and I'm like, oh my God, that's, I mean, I'm smiling as I'm listening to this, you know, this little recording. And of course, then I doze off, as I've been prone to do. That's partly why I stayed up a little later. I'm like, oh wait, I mean, you know, then I wake up like, oh wait, I want to listen to more. It feels so good. So that's how I spent, like, you know, a good portion of last night. just being immersed in that and in a way getting some pretty strong reminders and signs that you're following your joy and following things that really mean something to you, and you're making these connections with things you've already been doing. My own personal message is like, I got to do more of it. I need to be outside in nature. I didn't do that yesterday. I was outside running errands, but not necessarily taking as long as the time, just being outside. I feel like being in a park is something I need to be able to do. So today is, if I'm not taking a big nap, which could happen, because I have a feeling only a few hours, like 3 or 4 hours of sleep, is not going to do it for me. But I have a feeling also that being outside is going to be very helpful. I kept thinking of going back to that park out in Alpharetta today and just doing that. And here you are, like, I love hearing the background noises. I'm like, yep, I know that is.
I can hear the cicadas. Yeah, and I actually ended up down here by the pool, so there's water. There's water activity going, and it's love bug season, so there are a lot of love bugs. But
I don't even know what love bugs look like.
You don't know what they look like? They're just little black bugs. No. Seems like I guess it was from Florida to Atlanta that your car gets covered in them because you just drive through them.
That's also something because I didn't really grow up looking at things like that. I was outside playing, but I wasn't, people go, oh, that's a hawk. I'm like, I have no idea. It's a big bird. That's all I know, the bird. bird that could probably peck me, peck my eyes out. Probably
did your brothers not chase you with frogs and snakes and stuff? Did they not? I guess, Tony would go dig up, he and Roger would dig up frogs or they'd catch snakes. And they chase the girls.
They're
all over the place.
I think Alvin had other ways of torturing me, and Aldo didn't. but there are things as we're going along on our walks that Elizabeth will point out things to me, and she'll know because she grew up where she grew up somewhere in the Midwest, and. And she would know what these things were. I'm like, oh, that's good to know. So she'd know that is a blah, blah, blah tree, partly because some of these trees are labeled in the park. But the ones that aren't, she's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I have no idea what that is. I'm like, okay, it's pretty. I like the foliage. I like the leaves. But she'll point out things, and I'm like, mine's very general. That's bug. That's a bug. That's an insect. Bird, very, very basic things. I don't know what, actually my guides are kind of like, you probably wouldn't know it. You just never had that. You never had a label to any of them, the official name or unofficial name. I remember the first time I heard the term lightning bug. I'm like, what? fireflies. It's like,
Okay. Well, we grew up catching those, putting them in little mason jars.
Right.
Punching holes in tops, and we'd run around the backyard with a jar of bugs, We'd let them go, but, that was the early flashlight.
Right.
So you ran around.
Right.
Ran around with a mason jar of lightning bugs. No, it's like here, like we went, you walk on the beach, and low tide, there's, tons of shells, and we kind of grew up picking up shells on the beach. That's kind of a thing we do.
Right.
You're used to that, and it's beautiful out here. But at the same time, some of the shells, we'll pick them up. We have to check and make sure there's nobody home because people don't realize little things live in those shells. So make sure that, if you're picking up shells, make sure nobody's home. Someone's home, especially at low tide, we toss them back into the ocean because, this place. It's still the process to go through, I know my sister-in-law probably goes to the beach twice a day. We've all been together, but she'll go by herself. I mean, we've had some fun here. They got these electric bikes, and flat tired electric bikes, and we had to put those together. So, and a scooter. So we've been riding electric bikes and scooters and running. I mean, the island's only 7 miles long. So it's not like,
right,
it's, you know, this massive place. And you can go from one end to the other in a matter of, you know, if you're on a bike, and those bikes especially, less than 30 minutes. But, you know, you can walk it, you know, under an hour and go down and hang out on the other end of the shore. So there's a lot of water, and there's a lot of animals here, as you know. My brother has a pack of little bits that he and his wife carry with them when they go. They've got two Jack Russells, a Min Pin, and I think Pepper's a Papillon or something. But she looks like a little Pomeranian. I just, you know, of course I'm drawn to her because that's what I grew up with. That was my dog growing up, but yeah, so there's, you know, a little pack of animals and fish and dolphins. You can see them if you hang out and wait long enough. You can see dolphins out in the ocean. It's, you know, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's, you know, we've been doing stuff to the house as we do generally when we come down. If we're here for at least a week or something, we're always doing something. So yesterday we were pressure washing the sunroom, and he's got the mechanic here. He's basically tuning up the cars and fixing the cars, anything that needs to be done on the cars. I don't know. That was kind of neat that he brought Roberto here. And Roberto's from Atlanta, you know. And Roberto, he put engine mounts on my car not too long ago, so he worked on my car. So,
oh, wow.
He drove. So he's been here a couple of days. So it's been fun. Like, my dad's car is probably in the worst shape. So he's, you know, literally putting new rotors and brakes and stuff on dad's car and whatever else they're doing. But, yeah, so it's fun and work all at the same time. But it's getting this place back up to, you know, because it's, I guess, once a year. I didn't pressure wash it last year, but somebody did. And they usually paint and stuff. We're not painting or anything this time, but he does rent this house out, and this is their last property here. They sold the other one yesterday, actually. So, they sold two. They had three properties. They sold two, and that, you know, we were talking about that. One of the things he said was, you know, they did have two homes in Hawaii that got lavaed. So, having two houses in one tropical place is not a good idea. So, I was like, okay. So, yeah, so they'll keep, I think they're taking this one off the market because they were going to sell it, but they love it, and they enjoy coming here, and it's close to Atlanta, so.
So is that Doc's?
That's Doc's Retreat, yeah.
Yay!
So,
yay!
Yay! Yeah. So we're going to, you know, if we can do things to help so that he doesn't have to bring people in, that's fine, and then he has a lot of people who do things that will do things just to come here and stay, you know, they'll stay for a week and paint, and, you know, some friends that we grew up with. So it, you know, it's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of work, and you're with your family, and it's enjoyable, and we eat a lot. That's, you know, that's par for the course. There's a lot of food,
sure,
good food. So, but yeah, you talk about the animals. It's so peaceful, like walking on the beach and, just watching the birds and the gulls, it's not a huge beach, and there's not a lot of, during the week, there's like very minimal people here. That's the beauty,
right,
of this space. Because in the weekend it gets a little bombarded. It's, you know, the whole thing with, I mean, I'll stand there with my feet in the water and just look at the horizon line.
Sure.
And, I have great respect. I have great respect for the ocean. I mean, it is another whole way of living, and it's not mine. You know, it's like, I am definitely not the top of the food chain in that group, you know? So I find it fascinating when you were talking about how you said that the elephants and the whales talk to each other. And I'm thinking, wow, that's kind of cool. You know, I look at these animals and as, you know, we humans, we have our animals. It's for companionship. Same thing, meditative. I, I miss my cats, and I miss them every day. And I think about that, how I used to just sit and pet the cat, you know, watch my brother with his, you know, he'll have one behind his neck, you know, and two in his arms, and, you know, one laying at his feet. And, you know, those are his babies, and he, that's like his meditation. He'll sit there with these guys and just be, you know, in peace. And I think, wow, that's kind of cool to watch the effect that, that these animals have on us as human beings, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the sorry about that. I was trying to mute whenever something big was coming down the road. I can't see it, but I can kind of hear it. And I missed that one. I don't know. That was,
that's fine.
That's fine. Truck without a muffler or something.
We do have a hand raised. I've been meaning to.
Oh, sure.
To look over there. But we do have a hand raise, so let's get to the caller. And,
yeah, let's do.
We can always resume our animal talk, which is always pretty cool.
Sure.
So, area code 412. Good morning. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? This is Jessica.
Good.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good, how are you?
Doing well.
I, so,
talking about animals.
They are a great stress reliever, aren't they?
Right.
Wonderful. Yeah,
yeah, they're really good.
Yeah.
So can I just ask a question? Or do you? So financially I'm struggling. I've been looking for a job, but I'm also in a situation financially from
You're fading in and out.
Yeah.
You're fading in and out.
Really? I think it's just a bad connection. Sorry. I just wanted to find out about financial, like if I'm going to be getting a job anytime soon, and if where am I financially?
Oh. Yeah, you're still fading in and out. So I know you were asking about finances, if I could get from that.
Yes. Yes.
And if you're, I knew because you called last week. I remember we were able to chat with you. You pulled a message, and of course today it's just me and my cousin Anna, so we don't have that database of messages from Liz. So I remember last time you called, you were in a pretty good space. It felt like you were, you were making all these changes, and you knew those changes were happening. You were interviewing, from what I remember.
Right, and I had 4 interviews with the company, and it was between myself and another person, and they went with the other person.
So you found out already. You found out already. But
yeah,
that was very close, though. 4 interviews with the same company. That's okay. All right. So now you're not to say back at square one, but you're still putting feelers out there, and if I recall, you were also kind of, you know, you were also doing your own thing, right?
Correct.
Like, in terms of work.
But
I now you're looking to...
And I haven't been doing that lately, no.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. No, I'm just trying to remember, because I know, you know, you've been with us for a while now, so I know that you have your own set of skills, and you are doing your thing, and so to be branching out and looking to, you know, to take on or be taken on by another company is a big deal. Yeah. And just again, to your credit, to have had already that process where you are very close in the running to getting a position.
Yeah.
Is always a positive sign. I wish I were the one like Liz who can be like, boom, it's going to happen or whatever. What I'm going with.
Listen, and it requires an energy shift. That's what I'm gonna
go ahead.
Throw
yeah.
that out there.
That's cool.
Because it definitely requires that, because when you come in and saying, I'm talking about my finances, and I'm in this position, that when you're focusing on what you don't have or what's not happening, that's what you're anchoring into place. And if you understand energy, you have to understand that there are our vibrations, our frequencies that we put out into the world, and that is what's either gonna, I don't want to say make or break, but it's what moves us in a different direction. It's always in a direction. it may not seem like the direction that we want to go, but the universe is managing. The problem is that we have a tendency to put our foot out and drag it so that we're like, no, I don't want to go that way. I don't want to go that way. But the universe is saying, you know, come this way. And the universe, which is actually your higher self, is more powerful than you, and it's going to take you in the direction that you need to go. So the not knowing the whole situation, if you're a freelancer or if you're someone who you've got your own business and you're doing this thing, and you say you're not doing that right now, it's like, you know, you have to check in with the feelings of that. Like, what does that feel like? I know from, and I'm going to use me as an example because it's a very similar, I haven't gone out there and looked for jobs, but I am also a freelancer. But I don't really want to do what I freelance, and that's the energy of it. So I realized that business is kind of like, whoa, it's waned. Now I'm in a position where I sold a house recently, let go of a lot of stuff recently, so I don't need to run out right now and, oh, get a job. But every once in a while that thought comes into my head, and I have to question that thought. Where does that thought come from? Maybe I should apply for a job, or maybe I should start doing what I was doing before that I didn't want to do, and I did it for 32 years, you know. So you have to feel what that energy is, because wherever you're going to put your energy, if it's in an energy of, oh my God, I have to get this done so I can get this money, because money is a byproduct of our energy and the energy we put out there. So again, a lot of us focus on money, and I think there's a huge shift going on now where we're wanting to have experiences, we're wanting to have, you know, things, homes, you know, cars, whatever, but we're focusing on how to get those things. And the idea is to have it in your mind how you want those things to be. So, you know, for me, I want experiences, and I just kind of let go of how that was supposed to look, because I had a certain way of how that was supposed to work. And I can tell you right now that it looks nothing like that, but I'm having some of the best experiences that I've ever had in my life. And they've been provided to me, I would say, by the universe, but by, you know, my, you know, brother showing up, or I have a found brother. We found a brother last year that we didn't know we had. And, you know, he showed up in our lives, and our lives are richer from that. And we've had experiences from that. So not going into all those details, but at the same time, the universe provided these experiences, which is exactly what I said I wanted. Now, I thought I was going to be in an RV with my family, my immediate family, partner, and kids, but that didn't happen. They're off in Virginia somewhere doing that thing, and I'm down here in the coastal Georgia doing my thing, you know. So it took a while for that to shift, but being okay, being beyond okay with that, I didn't want to just be okay with it. I wanted to be ecstatic about it. So it is getting yourself into a place of this ecstatic nature of saying, oh my gosh, when I am in this position, when I am in this position in this job, you know, I'm going to be so excited. How do I feel about this? Like, when you go in for your interviews, were you going in with trepidation? Like, I may not get this job. I might not get this job. So, and again, don't know the situation, but my thought process is, you know, it was me and this one other person. It's almost like if I could find that person and punch him out so I could have this job, that would be great. But then it's like, you know, but that's not the energy you want to put into this, you know. So, but we do that. It's like, it's a competition. No, it's not a competition. It's energy. What energy are we putting out there? So when we say, oh, okay, I have this job interview, it's not about it's almost like I have clients like that. Like, don't worry about the competition. They're all worried about the competition. Don't worry about that. You're unique. There's nobody like you. So be you. Do you in the interview. Do you in your job. Do you in your freelancing. Do you in whatever it is that you do. And don't worry about what's going on external. And when we understand that, we start shifting our energy so that we are open and allowing to receive those opportunities that come to us that bring in the finances, that bring in the money. So not knowing the situation, but not knowing how your energy is, it sounds like you understand consciously what I'm saying. It's really taking it subconsciously and saying, you know, I know who I am. I have the confidence. I can I can be my own person. If I stop the worry and stop the stressing and stop that, and I know sometimes it's not easy to do that, but we put ourselves, if we start thinking about what it's like, not as, you know, everybody says, oh, act as if. I understand that, but it's almost like you got to get yourself emotionally charged up for it. Like, I do my best manifesting when I'm laughing my ass off. So I'm like, if you can get yourself into or have a conversation with a friend and just start, like, raising that vibration by laughing and having fun and saying, this is what I want. You know what? My new career is going to look like this, and I'm going to have this kind of space to live in, and I'm going to have this car. You know, all of a sudden, it's like you are popping that energy out into the world. And it's been very obvious to me that laughter is some of the highest vibratory energy out there. And you can't be in a place of laughing and happiness when you're in a place of worry. Does that make sense? Like, you know,
yeah.
It's going back to, oh, sorry, y'all, there's an airplane coming overhead. It's a party out here, let me tell you. So when we, you know, when we think about those things, it's like, what energy? Check yourself. Check your energy when you're gonna, when you're, you know, going on an interview or you're actually doing your freelancing or, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. Always check your energy and do it not from a place of I gotta have the money, but from a place of it's gonna be so exciting when this happens. And oh my gosh, I can't, you know, even get it to the point where, you know, when I have this job, I'm gonna appreciate it so much. And when I start feeling like maybe I'm not happy with the people around me, I'm going to look at them and I'm going to look at their shoes and I'm going to say what great shoes you have, and I'm going to look at their hair and I'm going to look at their clothes and say, oh my God, you look amazing. I'm going to throw out some compliments. I'm going to just charge myself so that I have the best feeling overall. And that, my friend, is when the manifestations show up. That's when the jobs show up. That's when the opportunities show up, the experiences. And I've been really riding this since, you know, gosh, I think I've been riding this kind of wave for about a year and a half. And has it had its lulls? Sure it has. And it has its moments? Sure it has. But it's going back to checking who I, you know, check out who I am. Check in how I feel. It's that feeling inside you. So, yes, you can have that, you know, Abraham will say, yes, you can have that job as soon as tomorrow. But, and how are you vibrating? How are you focusing? How are you shifting your energy? Because that is what, where we've got to steer ourselves in that direction in order to have the things that we want to have. Because those things are here. Because when we get, you know, if we want to go into, you know, the sciencey part of it and all that stuff, it's all about vibration and frequency and lining up. Because there's nothing solid on this planet. There's nothing really real on this planet. It's all an illusion that we're creating. So why not? And that's my thing. And I ask myself the same question sometimes, because sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm on this beautiful island right now, but I don't really want to go outside because, you know, I might get bit by a mosquito. Not, you know, that's like minute compared to the beautiful things that can happen out here. So, you know, don't let those small things like, oh, it was between me and that person. No, the universe, you, your higher self decided, not the right thing, because there's something else for me that's showing up, and I know I'm gonna be in that position, and I'm gonna hold that energy, and I'm gonna be in that space. Anyway, so I feel like you understand that. Yeah,
I do.
I feel like
completely.
That's yeah. So and sometimes we, I mean, thank you for calling, because you're reminding me too. You know, because you were definitely reminding me too. You know, this is the experience. I mean, grab these experiences and take them. And it's like, yeah, and be appreciative and thankful for what is in your present moment. Be present now and check in with that vibration. So, and know, you definitely, you can have it all. We can absolutely have it all. I mean, that's, but the thing is, people, you know, we're like, have it all. Yes, I want a big castle. I want, you know, really, what do you want? You know, I mean, truly, if you could have everything you've ever wanted, what do you really want? Because some people, they kind of go way off in the deep end, because they think, well, you know, I could have the big house and the But, you know, that feels so outdated to me. It's like, wow, that just feels so outdated. It's like, how can we, what do we want now? It's like, well, I want to be able to, you know, I would love to have all my family in the same place. So those are my things, like my experiences. I want to have all my siblings together at the same time. And it happens. Like, it's happened several times this year. And so to me, I look back and go, that's so way cool. Like, you know, to find out I had another brother and then be able to spend all this quality time with them. That's kind of nutty, but fun, you know. It's a story. It's definitely a story. So what are your experiences that raise your vibration? What are the things that are happening to you that maybe you're not quite aware of, that you're like, you're kind of like, you're so concerned about the J-O-B or the finances that you've totally negated? Like, start taking a look at, you know, what's in front of you, where, you know, your space, you know, goes back to just appreciating what you have in the moment. And again, you know, if you can find that, to me, if you can find the comedy and the humor and laugh and then manifest about your job or manifest about anything, really, people in your life, whatever, people show up. And that, to me, is proof positive that we create. You know, we're such huge creators. But but thank you.
No, I
definitely
think that,
thank
I
you,
think
Jessica.
That's a good way to look at it. Thank you.
Thank
I
you.
Appreciate,
wow.
I do appreciate it.
Yeah,
because it's like, that was good.
Yeah,
that was good.
Jessica, it was really good.
Know, that's just riding that wave. That's getting, you know, just kind of checking yourself in a way and reminding yourself, yeah, you know, what am I focusing on? And does that really give me the joy that I know I have felt before and that I can always generate again? So if the answer is no or not or or not quite, then that's the adjustment you make internally. And but you don't do it alone. Anna pointed out one really big thing was, you know, when you're in a state of joy, when you're laughing and things are, you know, you're feeling, you feel it, you feel really light. That's the best place, perhaps, you know, at least that seems to be the best, the easiest way. When ideas start to flow and you're free and you start creating, you start really focusing in on, you know, well, yeah, so what else is possible? What else do I want to create here? So just, you know, so get yourself into that state, whatever it takes. And like I said, usually it's not just like, oh, let me write my first, you know, funny joke or whatever. It's hanging out with people who can do that with you, who can get that creativity and that joy and that laughter going, and that, even having that, you know, a lunch or, you know, watching a movie, something that will make you laugh and just lighten that load, you know, then get into, you know, what else is possible, and then going into, you know, this is really, these are things that I really want to experience and that I've enjoyed before. Sometimes it's something, a mixture of what you've done before. There's just so many things to ride from that wave of energy. And I know you've done that before. I know we've all done it before. It's just reminding ourselves, that's one of the keys, one of the tips to do.
Hey, here's a really cool thing to do. You just reminded me of it too, Jessica, is like really think about things that you've actually manifested. Like, maybe the words came out of your mouth and then all of a sudden you had that experience and you're like, wow, that's kind of cool. I was just, you know, we've ever said, oh, I was just talking about that, you know? it's a funny
thing.
Serious. Because I was just laughing about, wow, what are my recent manifestations? And I remember I thought, oh, I'm going to the beach. It'd be really cool to have one of those fat tired bikes. You know, those bikes that have a 5 or 6 inch, like really wide tires, right, on the beach. Well, here's the funny part. First of all, I don't want to carry around a fat tired bike. I have a bike. I don't need another bike. But when I got here, you know, I'm talking to my brother, and he goes, oh, by the way, I bought these bikes. And maybe you guys can put them together. And I thought, cool. And he goes, oh, and they're really cool. He goes, we can ride them on the beach or whatever. And I go, oh, man, I was just thinking about that. And then he goes, and they're electric. And I was like, what? And I popped the box open. And I swear, there are two fat, tired bikes in there. And I'm thinking, I was just saying before I showed up here how cool it would be to have these fat tires. So I laugh at that because it's a manifestation. And I was saying to myself, I just kind of kicked it away, like, I don't really want to carry that bike around in my truck. So it's not mine, but guess what I've been doing every day? I've been riding a fat, tired bike all over this island. I was just saying, so when you can think of just some little just things that you've manifested that you said, man, I was just talking about that, and it just shows up for you. And I joke around now. I always talk to my mom, who's on the other side, and I laugh because then I go, hey, Mom, and here, Jessica, see, this is what you don't want to do. I say, you know, I manifested a fat tire bike. Where's my $8 million? So it's the same thing. Like, oh, yeah, it was a lackful thought, you know, like you're just looking for that. And when you can say it jokingly and fun, because it's like, oh, when I have my $8 million, what am I going to do? I'm going to do this, you know, so it's like all this do-gooder stuff. But anyway, I just wanted to say that too. Just notice the little things, because the little things are the things that it's almost like we have to prove to ourselves that we do it. And then once we do, we're like, oh, my God, I totally manifested that, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I did. I pat myself on the back because I manifested fat tire bikes. But I thought it would be kind of a neat little – it is a neat sort of little thing to kind of think, what was I thinking about? And boom, have it show up. Like, oh,
right.
I think I want to have a right. – I want to have a really good lunch today, you know. You know, how's that going to – not even how's that going to happen. I wouldn't even ask that. It's like, show me what that looks like. It's almost like you're demanding from your higher self, show me what it looks like to be in the position that I can see myself in. Show me what it feels like to have the career that I want to have. And so show me. So you're not saying how, you're saying show me, because what you're doing is you're asking your subconscious to show you. So ask those
right.
kinds of questions instead of why me, but show me. I want to see that. That's going to be nice when that, you know, and again, back to the vibes, get the vibes going there. But anyway, all right, I'm going to be quiet. Just thought it was funny because I just thought about those bikes. Anyway.
Those are nice bikes, well, by the way.
Yeah.
They're top cars.
We've made excuses. I've made excuses to go to the grocery store just to ride the bike. And Lisa will tell you, I am not a grocery shopper. But by
no.
God, I'll take those bikes up to the grocery store.
Are nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my brother was picking on me last night.
I'm hoping that helps, you know, just to get those things firing for you as a reminder of what, you know, you're a creator. You're a creator. And we're always creating. So just be aware of what you're creating. And then, you know, you're like, okay, well, let's whip up something else here and really put some fun energy into it because you're inspired by what you're already thinking about what you want to create.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
It's always good to hear from you.
I appreciate you so much.
Enjoy
All right.
the beach.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah. Thanks. Yeah. I will. I am. I feel so blessed because, when you're sitting in this space, like he has a pool in the back, in the front of the house. Actually, it's kind of weird. On beaches, the front of the house is on, you know, one side and the back, and it's different. So, but the pool is sitting out here, and I walked down here to sit by the pool, and I thought, you know, yeah, I mean, we did. We jumped in the pool, you know, every day too. So, you know, I could stay here and just put my feet in the pool or hang out at the pool or whatever. And, you know, this is just such a small part of this island and what you can experience. But honestly, I look at this and I think I'm so blessed to have a brother who is so, I mean, he loves having people, you know, when he's doing this, you know, who's going to show up? Who's going to be here?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel very blessed to have family, the family that we have. And I bless, you know, and it's like, those are my blessings constantly. It's like, because I'm coming to realize that this is not the norm. Like, this is not this, you know, there are a lot of people who have siblings who they don't speak to each other. You know,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, that one's kind of disappeared, right?
Right.
Actually, that was
right.
The funny thing is Lisa was asking me if I had heard from him, and I was like, no.
Oh, wow.
Like, none of us have. And I said, if anybody would know, Tony would know. And she said, yeah, but she goes, right now I don't think he knows where he's at. He helped him with a project not too long ago, but, you know, but she was, you know, asking me, you know, how he was doing. I was like, I have no idea. Because, you know, you and I hang out when I'm in Atlanta, so I guess through osmosis, I don't know. I'm like, no, they don't know. Nobody knows where he's at. But, yeah, but I think this isn't the norm of having siblings who kind of really hang out the way we all hang out. And, the you know, like finding Bob last year, I mean, I've had people question that. Like, why would you build a relationship with him now?
What?
I'm like, really? Yeah.
Why would
you?
That's just an odd question.
Why wouldn't I?
Like,
why not? He's my brother. I mean, he's like, and actually of all four of us now, he looks more like my mom than the other three of us, you know? So that's the, like, we could look at him and I could see my mom's eyes, you know, and it's her smile. And so it's fascinating to me when it's like, you know, you guys are in your 50s now. You know, why build a relationship now? And I'm like, well, because he's my brother and he's lost out on the first 50 years. I mean, you know, for me, because he's my older brother, I mean, he would have bridged that gap between me and my sister, you know, which I get it. It makes perfect sense, but I don't, you know, we don't know the story and we probably won't ever know the story. His biological father, who we just found, passed away.
Right.
So that's been a twist. But yeah, so you know, and he didn't want to talk to him. So you know, we'll probably never know on this earthly planet. But then the question is like, do we really want to know? Do we really need to know? Like Bob always says, you know, we didn't do this, but here we are. You know, so that's the interesting part of all this. Counting blessings, being very appreciative of what is available to me and what's been presented to me and how my family has supported, you know, I say support me, talking about me, but supported so many people. I mean, I see my brother and his, and he treats everybody's a friend, like everybody's, and I guess that's true Aquarian nature, right?
Right, right.
Everybody,
absolutely.
Yeah,
your brother is so much like that.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
I love that.
Like, I'm laughing. It's like, you know, Roberto's been, you know, technically his mechanic, but just his friend. And just, just, hey, come on inside and hang out for a few days and do some work, you know, instead of you taking the car to the mechanic comes to the car. How cool is that? But it's fun. Like, we're all sitting around at dinner at night, and there's a table full of us. You know, there are people, we're here doing projects, but we're all here as family. You know, it might not be blood related, but we're all family, and we're all connecting, and we're all breaking bread together and laughing at the table. And I think, you know, I was sitting there last night thinking, this is so wonderful, you know? Like, there are moments when I miss my kids like nobody's business. It's the same, and I wish they were here. At the same time, I hope and pray that they are loving what they're doing right now and they're having a good time, you know? And, yes, I want them to miss me, too, but I don't, you know, the kids. So I think about that, and I think it's okay. Life is good, and appreciating what I have now, I don't need to be pining and in misery for a situation that I really can't do anything about right now, you know? So why not enjoy myself? Get on those fat, tired bikes and head on down the road, you know?
And see, for you, it's a process. I mean, it's taken you a bit to get into that mode, you know? Like, you had to go through what you were feeling and to really to own that, you know, to acknowledge, okay, this actually doesn't feel so good, right? And probably a lot deeper than that, obviously. And you still had support. You have, you know, family and friends who love you and you know, mm-hmm. know that, you know, we all know what you're going through and you know, we're here and it won't do you any good to just avoid it. You know, and so when you don't have those great days, you can still feel like, you know, you're not shutting down completely. You still have this connection. There's this, you know, group of family, related by blood and not, that will be there and to help, however, whether it's just, you just need a place to hang out. Yeah, sure. Here, if you need a vent, sure. you need to, binge watch Orphan Black. Okay. Yeah, we can do that. And at some point, Liz likes to say, "Oh yeah, you turned a corner," and it feels like all you got were a bunch of corners, and you're just turning a corner and turning a corner. Mm-hmm. But you're going with it, and you're learning so much more about yourself, and you're making some different mm-hmm. choices for yourself, because I think mm-hmm. we've all experienced where we've been on just like a little treadmill or a hamster wheel. I'm doing uh-huh. all this work, but I'm really not going anywhere. I'm not moving forward.
Right.
And so the moving forward part is when you realize you haven't been doing that, and it's not about blaming somebody else. That's usually part of it, right? We end up blaming somebody. And then at some point you decide, let me just make a different choice here. Because I know I cannot control these other factors that are not within
right.
me. They are independent beings, and they will make their own decisions, and they will respond, accordingly. Mm-hmm. And even if I don't agree with it, because that's not how I'm wired, what am I doing for me? And am I trying to make it better for everybody? You go through the whole range of analysis, I guess, and looking at
sure.
what's been going on. And after a while, some of these questions start changing. Instead of, why are they whatever, dot, dot, dot.
Uh-huh.
Like, well, what do I want to be creating? How do I want to be
yeah.
feeling?
It goes back to what I just said with Jessica. Stop looking at that external
right?
stuff and start checking in those feelings. And then here's the weird
right.
part is when you eventually turn it around and you appreciate whatever that thing was that happened, or that person who you thought created your havoc, who didn't because it was you,
mm-hmm.
you really bring that in and you say, okay, in order to move, and especially to the degree I think that you want to move, sometimes those experiences are just as moving, they're just as big. So you have to say, to me, going through a separation / divorce or whatever, was catastrophic, and it was like huge. But then it's like the people that were in that experience with you, in any experience, it could be at work, it could be, family, it could be anything, whatever. If you're pushing up against each other, really step back and take a look and see how you can appreciate that other person. I know people don't want to hear that. At the same time, understand that this is your experience, and when you appreciate what's going on for you versus when you fight it, I don't want this to happen, whatever. When you appreciate the experience, all of a sudden everything just kind of dissipates. It doesn't dissipate, but, it just kind of harmonizes out. It's like, you can take a deep breath and say, okay, And, for me, it manifested into, spending time with my family, immediate family, brothers, sisters, father, cousins, getting to know people. There's so many things that happened, so many gifts that showed up for me literally in the last couple of years that have been just life-changing, life-changing things that showed up. And so as those things turn and move and you start appreciating the experience for what it is, and understanding that all of this is for you,
right.
Like I say, this show, like appreciating you, appreciating Jessica, anybody else that's listening, I'm appreciating you because, you showed up for me, you showed up for, each of us showed up for each other. And I think that's a big thing. Like, in Jessica asking about, her job and finances, it's like, there's an awareness there that becomes your awareness. And, how am I feeling about that? Which I think fascinating, because I've had the same kind of questions. Like, what's that going to look like in 2 months and 4 months and 6 months? And, because I'm probably, spending more than I'm making at this point, you know, and I say that, but then what is that? That's an energy exchange. Am I appreciating the ability to have that money to be able to pay for the things that I'm doing, like, you know, a trip to Hawaii or, you know, go ahead and set up, excuse me, like next year I'm doing a trip to Alaska. I know you're going, you know, it's like you're going to wherever, you're going to hit Asia again. You should just take over. No, but, you know, think about the things that we're able to do.
Right.
And, you know, you just have to sit in that and kind of grin and laugh and go, I made it happen. I manifested that and I made it happen and I'm making it happen and it's happening and I'm in my now and it's still happening. And, you know, we stress out about things sometimes and we're like, I could be sitting by this pool stressing out, you know, about,
sure,
about whatever.
Sure.
But it's like, it doesn't serve me. It serves none of us to not be present in what we're doing in this moment. Anyway,
right.
That's a big deal.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love this conversation. It really does tie into everything that I've been listening to about the animals and how they are very present. And, I'll probably talk to you more about that off air because it was really enlightening.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff I was listening to, all of it that I was listening to.
Yeah, I'm kind of fascinated because, you know, I was thinking that the animals have a bigger connection than we even know. Like, you know, people say that, I'm like, no, animals are phenomenal. They're here and they're biased for a reason. But anyway, we'll talk about that some more.
Yeah,
I love you, Kutin.
I love you too. I love you. Thank you for joining and doing the excellent co-hosting job that you always do. There's a good possibility we may need to call on you on Tuesday, but well, not a good possibility.
Sure.
Liz is traveling back, but she's thinking she should be able to do the show on Tuesday morning before she heads back to New York. She's out in Wisconsin right now, or she's leaving today. To go to Wisconsin to be out in nature with her boys. So it'll be a fun trip for her and for them. So, thank you, though.
I met the Wisconsin folks. They're pretty awesome.
And it's a beautiful part of the country. So, if anyone needs some nature, we all do, but, you know, Liz especially.
Yeah, she needs nature.
She needs some nature. So, anyway, I love you, and I'm going to wrap up this show. So we'll be back on Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. If you do need to email us in the meantime, do so at loablend@gmail.com. I'm going to trust that Liz will be able to check that. And if you do email us for anything, this is like very standard. If you do email us and you have a question, let us know somewhere in that email, either, you know, you want us to read it out loud on air, or if it's like, oh, please keep this private, just, you know, do the highlights. Just be aware, it's a radio show, so we'll be reading stuff out loud. If you don't tell us, we will. And you know, just you know, listener beware. Other than that, have a wonderful weekend, everybody. It's a holiday weekend. Be safe. Be fun. Be enjoy. And love yourself fiercely. Let the light do the work into brighter days ahead. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
That